Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Either way, it is 6:49. I'm Howard Feldman. Thank you for joining us. A very, very good morning to you. So this story bothers me, and I'll tell you why it bothers me. Not because the Elon Musk has criticized or disagreed with Donald Trump. I think that had to happen. And if you have people who have strong opinions and a strong way of thinking and being, it would be a shock if they didn't. The concern here is always is media. How is it being portrayed? How much of a fight is this? Is this a mere criticism of this bill? It's a very interesting relationship that they have. The problem is, I find it very, very difficult to understand, to get a real sense of what it is. John Day is a U.S. attorney at law. John, it's been too long. How are you?
I'm well, Howard. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. It's such an interesting relationship that these two guys have.
Yeah, to understand it, you have to understand the idea that there's a deep, not only philosophical, but I think psychological bond between the two of them. Obviously, they're both, insanely successful. They have more money than anyone could ever possibly dream of. Mm-hmm. They share an ego that, is unmatched by anything, at least in modern times. And of course, there's always the conventional wisdom is that it was just a matter of time before there was a falling out. But this doesn't, it's sort of a one-sided falling out because Trump has held his fire. He hasn't shot back at Elon, which is obviously a very wise move on a number of different levels. But you have Elon Musk lashing out not only at Trump for his bill, which Elon says is going to add $2-3 trillion to the U.S. deficit, but he's lashing out at all the people who, the legislator, the Congress people who voted for it. It's sort of it's burning a bridge, but on the other hand, Trump is not taking this bait at all, and he's sort of biding his time. And you can argue that this was inevitable, but at the same time, at least it seems a bit one-sided because Elon is very upset and direct and emphatic about it, and Trump hasn't really responded.
Which is very smart, because there would be nothing the media would love more than to have these guys fighting each other like they would in Hollywood.
Yeah, Trump knows if he lets this sit a few more days, something else will come along and grab everybody's attention. But it was interesting on Elon Musk's part to, it wasn't just a public criticism, it was a real angry attack. And you have to wonder how well thought out was that, how well planned, if it was, or is it just sort of a knee-jerk reaction? And you remember, this is coming on the heels of a lot of reports, I don't know if you believe him or not, but that this was in the New York Times at least, that Elon Musk was doing a lot of ketamine, doing a lot of other drugs. Ooh. At the time he was working in the White House. Mm-hmm. And does that, if it's true, does that have anything to do with this? Or, what's the backstory there? So a lot of things at play right now, but at the end of the day, Trump has kept quiet.
What is this bill that Musk is so enraged about?
Right. He calls it what we hear in the States call a pork bill. In other words, it's full of things to appease people in Congress, appease Republicans. I mean, it's got things. There's one thing in there in particular that says that it would make it a federal law that states could not regulate any AI activity for 10 years and that would be reserved for the federal government. And for example, that's something that a lot of legislatures hadn't apparently read. There's so much in this bill, and it's impossible for anybody to read it and fully digest it. And Musk is actually adopting the view of a lot of neutral and analysts who say that this bill, it includes tax cuts from that Trump wanted, but it would also raise spending to the levels that it would increase the U.S. deficit by multiple trillions of dollars. And Musk says this is the opposite of what we were doing when we were trying to make government more efficient. Trump says we need this bill to move our agenda forward, and every single Republican in Congress has fallen, except for two or so, has fallen in line. And so Musk is, it's a sort of a populist response to this bill that has been attacked by people on both sides of the spectrum as being an incredibly harmful, inflationary, and unnecessary addition to the deficit problem.
Is there a chance that these two, referring back to what you said earlier about ego and personality, are they going to be able to keep it at this level where they focus on the issues and the conflict itself rather than attacking each other?
I mean, and I think so. I think the key point there is Trump isn't doing the attacking.
He
He likes having Elon Musk around. He gets, you know, he and Musk is obviously benefiting greatly. His companies are benefiting greatly from all the government work he's getting. But Trump likes having him around. He hasn't indicated. I mean, I think we've heard privately that he's getting a little. He has gotten a little frustrated with him in the past. But you know, if Trump wanted to launch an attack in response, he would have done it. But it seems like he likes having him around. He sees no benefit to taking the bait and firing back. And I think he probably thinks, I'm going to wait a few days, something else will happen. Everyone's going to forget this.
The Elon Musk's position at Doge, that came to an end. Was that scheduled to come to an end now?
Good question. It was, and what's interesting is that there have been a number of different lawsuits about that. And of course, in every single one, the response by the Trump administration has been, he's not really technically the head of this DOGE, Doge, Government Efficiency Department. He's just an advisor. He's sort of the figurehead, but he's not technically the person who runs it. So I think he hopes that it continues. Musk hopes that it continues in some form, but it's been the court challenges have been against it have been so successful that it's definitely lost a lot of its momentum. So, but with Musk out of the picture, it's unclear whether that'll even have the energy and the inertia to survive.
So has it had a positive impact though?
Well, that depends on who you ask. Now, there's a lot of people who say, sure, you found this fraud and waste, and I think everybody agrees that's a valid place to attack. You found all this fraud and waste, but at the same time, you created so much turmoil that there's had to be so much response to it that it basically wiped, you know, any benefits were wiped out by the disadvantages of having to respond to these cuts and deal with you know, what had been this. Obviously, I think everybody understands there's bloat in the government and fraud and waste and so on. But did it really, at the end of the day, did it cancel itself out with what has to be done to respond to it? So I think without Musk there to run it, is it even going to be exist in any form? It's unclear.
What's ironic about this is that many of the critics, that certainly ones that I was following, were saying, well, this is, South Africans are aware of state capture, the Guptas, and the ANC has allowed itself to be captured. And the comment here in South Africa by many of the woke left was saying, well, you see, this is state capture, Elon Musk there, that only the Guptas could have dreamed of, which of course was a very cynical way of looking at it. This disproves all of that, doesn't it? Because it shows that Elon Musk isn't there only for his personal benefit. And of course there was some, but so there should be, given his commitment. But the fact is that when he disagrees with something on a philosophical or a principle basis, he stood up to it.
Yeah, and again, none of this would have happened without his, you know, massive ego and authority. I mean, no one else could have, literally nobody else, well, other than Trump, but he was already in office. But the two of them, none of this would have happened in the same format that it did without the two of them. And you can certainly, you know, understand the criticism, but at the end of the day, they addressed issues that I think everybody on both sides of the spectrum says, well, this really had to be done. We may disagree with how it was done, but it raises these issues and it shines a light on a real problem.
John Day, thank you. As always, great to chat to you again, talking about Elon Musk and Donald Trump. It is 7 o'clock. I'd love your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Send me a WhatsApp and share your thinking.